Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, you can open them up to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians. That's a long one. This last Thursday, I think most of you know, all around the nation, people took time to celebrate Thanksgiving, right? It's a day that our nation set aside to give thanks, right, for all the things that we have to be thankful for. George Washington himself, you know, talked about what this day was about, to give thanks. And the interesting question, though, is how many people in our nation today actually use Thanksgiving as a time to give thanks? Is that what Thanksgiving is really about for most people in our nation, right? Is it? Or is Thanksgiving, you know, just an excuse to eat a lot of turkey, right? You know, and all the goodies that come with that. Excuse to watch football, right? Now they got three games on Thanksgiving. Yeah, right? Or a day just to plan on what you're going to go buy the next day at Black Friday, right? Or nowadays, you don't even have to wait till the next day. You can go on Thanksgiving Day itself to go buy stuff for Black Friday. What is Thanksgiving really about? Now I have to admit, as I'm sharing this, I'm not trying to, you know, point fingers at any of you, because I have to admit, it wasn't until late Thursday night, as I was climbing into bed, that I realized that Thanksgiving was anything but a day of thanks for me. You know, not that I wasn't thankful, but I realized I didn't really stop throughout the day. I remember there was one time in the midst of our meal where I thought, oh, I should ask people what they were thankful for and kind of start this little thing. But I think a conversation came up, and all of a sudden, next thing I knew, we were done eating and back watching football, and I never asked the question. And so as I share this morning, I realize I'm just as guilty as anyone in this room of sometimes not really being as thankful as I should be. It's so easy, I think, for us in this nation that's been so blessed to take things for granted and to fail to realize how truly blessed we are to live where we live, to have the things that we have. Well, as I was looking up illustrations to do with Thanksgiving, I came across an old Peanuts comic strip. And I want to put that up on the board. I hope we can see it because I forgot to write it down. So I hope, oh yeah, good, we can see it all right. I wasn't sure how it would show up here. So this is an old Peanuts comic strip, right? So here's Snoopy, and he's like, how about that? Everyone's eating turkey today, but just because I'm a dog, I get dog food, right? But then he kind of changes a little bit here, and he says, of course, it might have been worse. I could have been born a turkey, right? Now, Snoopy here is obviously thankful that he's not a turkey. But there wasn't a whole lot of joy, I don't think, in Snoopy's thankfulness, right? Because he wanted turkey dinner. He didn't want dog food. And the reason that there wasn't a lot of thankfulness here is because his thankfulness was basically just based on comparison. His thankfulness was based on the fact that at least he was better off than the turkey, right? Now, I think that when we experience difficulties and challenges at times in our life, when we go through things that don't seem fair, right? We've experienced those. It's not fair. When we go through those things, I think it could be encouraging at times for us to recognize that there are so many others far worse than we are. I think that can be a positive thing at times for us to say, you know, at least I have this. At least I have that. But when it comes to being thankful, I don't think that we should ever be at that point where we're like, phew, I'm thankful that I'm not him, right? Right? Or you know, phew, I'm thankful I don't have to live like they do. Because thankfulness is so much more than a comparison of our own situation to someone else. Because when you say that, think about what you're saying about that person, right? I'm so glad I don't live like they do. Well, now, how do they? What do they say next, right? You know, Thankfulness is so much more than a comparison of our own situation to someone else's. Thankfulness is so much more than having enough food to eat. It's more than a nice warm house to live in. It's more than good health. It's more than financial security. Because each of those circumstances can be taken away like that, right? All those things that we cling to can be taken away in an instant. Thankfulness, I'm learning, is a way of life. And often we fail to live a life of thankfulness because, as I said earlier, we take it for granted. We take the blessings and the things in life for granted. Emerson said this. Emerson said that if the stars came out only once a year, everybody would stay up all night to behold them. We have seen the stars so often that we don't even bother to look at them anymore. In like manner, we have grown accustomed to our blessings, and quite frankly, we have become spoiled. Some true words, isn't it? Oftentimes, we fail to live a life of thankfulness because we've become so accustomed to our blessings. Blessings can be a wonderful thing, but they can also be one of our greatest curses, right? When we begin to be blessed, what happens a lot of times is we begin to act as if, well, we deserve them, right? We do that in America a lot, right? I'm an American. I deserve this, right? We act as if we deserve them, as if we earned them. And we know, and we've talked about, the only thing, what we have and what we've experienced, the blessings, the only reason we have them is because God has given them to us. He's allowed us to have them. This morning, the scripture that I want to read to you is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. This is what these scriptures say to us this morning. Verse 16 says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances." Why? Because this is God's will for your life. This is God's desire for your life, that you're joyful always, that you're continually praying, and that you're giving thanks to Him in all circumstances. When you really think about what God's desire for our life is, what His will for our life is, it almost seems impossible, doesn't it? To be joyful always, to pray continually, right? To give thanks in all circumstances. And I want to tell you, the truth is, it is impossible on our own strength. To live like this can only happen through Jesus Christ. It can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. You see, a life lived in the power of the Spirit produces an amazing, deep-rooted joy that isn't worked up by human emotion, right? I've got joy, huh? Yeah, huh, right? Joy, 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 right? It's not worked up. We can try to force ourselves to be joyful, but true joy comes from Jesus. True joy comes from the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When our eyes are fixed on the Lord, when our eyes are focused on Him, no circumstances, whether good or bad, can steal our joy, because He is our joy. And prayer plays a vital role in this. You know, to pray continually, it's like, whoa, what? That means I never get off my knees, right? I just spend all morning, you know? To pray continually means to just always be aware of God's presence in our life and to consciously make decisions based on His will, based on His desire for our lives. Prayer. And then Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, I want to clarify something here, okay? Because sometimes we can read that wrong. We have to realize he's not saying give thanks for all circumstances, right? We're not thankful when bad things happen. We're not thankful when we go through difficulties and challenges. It says giving thanks I lost my spot. In all circumstances, not for all circumstances. There's a big difference between the two. We're not thankful for the difficult times we face, but we can be thankful in the midst of the difficult times. The key here, though, is that we're giving thanks to the Lord. Thanksgiving is a great time for us to stop and to think about things that we're thankful for. Our nation gives us a day to do that, to stop and to think about and to be thankful. But how many of us really do that? Well, this morning, I'm going to give us time to do that. I want to give us time to step back and reflect on those things that we're thankful for. I'm going to give whoever wants to an opportunity to just share. What are you thankful for? Now, I'm not wanting you to preach a message this morning, all right? But I'm going to give everyone that wants to. I'm not going to, you know, you have to come forward because I don't have a cordless mic, so you'll have to come up here. But I want to give everybody an opportunity to share this morning. What are those things that we're thankful for? What are those things? And I want to give you an opportunity to share. But before I do, I want to show you a quick video, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to share. So let's watch this video real quick.
You know what my favorite part of Thanksgiving is? Let me show you. This is Uncle Jerome, but we just call him Uncle Butters because he puts butter on everything.
Regina, it tastes like the Great Depression.
Shh. This is my niece Lorraine, and... oh, I don't know her. Lorraine, who's your friend? Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving, Lorraine. Meet Unc. You know that family member that always says inappropriate things? Yeah, this is ours.
Hey, Benny. What's the difference between a doctor, a lawyer, and a toilet?
And we're moving quickly.
I haven't had diet with meat this delicious since I dined with the Wizards of Pandora a fortnight ago.
This is my nephew, Derek. He still lives at home, and he's into role-playing.
Binky Hawk, partake of this most delicious of smoked meats.
Definitely not my favorite part. This is my cousin, Rachel.
Hey. You remembered! Pumpkin pie's the best!
You're the best. Hey, grease those wheels up. We're going to race Annie Joan down the hill after dessert.
Hey! Who took my pumpkin pie? It was right here! You savages!
Don't worry. He'll be back. Thanks, honey. This is it. This is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. Taking out the trash. I know what you're thinking. My family's kind of a mess, and we are. But that's not why this is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. You see, breaking away for just a moment, it gives me the opportunity to remember how much God has blessed me. And to realize that, generally, He uses messy people to do it. For instance, Lorraine always invites people over who need a little encouragement. She is the hands and feet of Jesus, even if those hands are texting most of the time. Derek is different, but he's also the first one to help anytime someone needs a hand. Unc, he's not even really family. He's just a close friend, and he makes me feel better about myself. Regina and Jerome may be high maintenance, but when the recession hit, they paid my mortgage for a few months. When we're all packed in the house together, I tend to forget the good stuff. So, taking out the trash, it just gives me a moment out here. And I remember how much God loves us. How much He's blessed us, no matter how big a mess we are. It doesn't take much, just a moment or two. That's all it takes to thank Him.
Who are you talking to, Benny? You see this, Benny? Do you see this? Somebody threw away a perfectly good piece of pumpkin pie in the trash! Hooligans. They're all hooligans, I tell you. Back in my day, we didn't have pumpkin pie. We had squash. We had to crunch those up and put paprika and cinnamon on it. Nasty, but we ate it. This is pumpkin pie. This is the real deal. Don't throw away. You keep it. You eat it. You save it. You freeze it.
Oh, I love the skit, guys. Oh, started over. See, the reality is, I love that video, because the reality is, when you're in the midst of life, it's easy to forget. It's easy to take things for granted. And I love this idea of kind of stepping out away from life for just a second, to just step back and to pause, right? To remember how precious life is, to remember the things that we have to be thankful for, to take time and realize all the blessings that God has given us. And so that's what I want to do this morning. And I want to let you be a part of this. I want to step back and say, what are we thankful for? What has God done in our life this past year? What are those things that we sometimes just take for granted? We forget what God's done for us throughout this year. And so it's going to take the first person to be brave and be bold. But usually once we get to the first person, then everyone else kind of starts warming up here. So do I have anybody, give it the mic test, one, two, that wants to come up? All right, come on up here. I want to switch to this so that I can talk and not have feedback.
My husband is in the hospital, and I'm thankful that God has provided church family, friends, Christian nurses, and just a lot of encouragement, and anyway, I'm thankful for that.
We are continuing to pray for Bob. For those that aren't aware, he's in the hospital right now. Just cancer is progressing, but we know that God is our healer, and we trust in that, and we trust in His will and His way for Bob's life, and that's what we continue to pray. And so we're thankful that we can trust in the Lord in the midst of these circumstances. Thanks for sharing, Karen. All right. This is Christopher.
So about 3 years ago, my whole life was flipped upside down, like things I never would thought happened in my life, and just kind of put me in the series of depression. I was like, man, life kind of sucks right now, like. But over the last 3 years, about a month and a half ago, my life has got back on track, and things that I thought were completely out of the possibility, God has put back in my life, doing what I love, coaching, teaching in the school district. And I'm so thankful, just the support system I have, my family, friends around me that have just had my side, encouraged me the whole way, and I couldn't be more thankful. So
sometimes we forget how much our family encourages us through those difficult times.
Okay, I'm not really good at this, but I'd like to take the time to thank the Lord for my brother, that we haven't spent a lot of time, and for some reason he's been brought back in my life. He's been a big witness for me, and I just want you to know, brother, that I love you, and I thank you, and thank you for everything.
And Kathy, you're getting baptized next week? Yeah. Yes. We are excited about that.
Oh, this is fun. I like this. I just want to thank the Lord for the new life He gave me. About 14 years ago, I left a very unhealthy lifestyle. And He just took me by the hand and led me through all the changes I had to do. And gave me a wonderful husband. And and I just love being here because we get to play worship again. And thank you, Joshua, for putting up with us. So I just want to thank the Lord for the life He's given me now.
New beginnings. That's the God that we serve, a God of new beginnings.
Hi, my name is Lori, and I come from Salem to serve on the worship team sometimes. But my story is about new beginnings, too. And my husband, RJ, and I were married 8 years ago, and he was my fourth husband, but RJ was a gift from God because he valued me the way God valued me, and because of RJ, I don't walk anymore in a title of unvaluable and unloved anymore, and I have the freedom now to float between churches and serve in ministry to speak back to God how much I love him for taking me from the bottom of the poop pile and bringing me up here on the worship stage with a microphone. You know, I'm not the world's best, but I'm so thankful because I know God loves me.
Everyone loves to come out of the poop pile. Although I've used other words I've got myself in trouble for here, so.
I grew up with very little and decided not to follow Christ at a young age, and I had a friend who brought me to youth group eventually and decided to give my life to the Lord, and ever since he's poured out his blessings on me, and I'm extremely thankful for everything that he's done in my life, so praise the Lord.
I have a lot to be thankful for, but I'm just going to say one thing that I undervalue a lot is God's word. I read it, and just this week I was thinking about how privileged we are to read it whenever we want. You can open it up, and there's other people in other countries that don't have that privilege. They get it taken away from them, persecuted for it, and we have it right here. We undervalue it, and I just am so grateful for my Bible.
How many of us can attest to that one right there? I'm your pastor, and I'll admit, sometimes I don't open it as much as I should.
I'm Melinda, and I'm thankful for the church family. I went to another church here in town for many years, and it was a wonderful church. But I always kept everything at arm's length. And I happened to be at West Salem Foursquare when they prayed over Darren and Stacy for the church planting. And so I'd been praying about asking God, where should I have my church home be? Is this where you want me, or is it time for me to find a different place? And I was touched, and I decided to come here for the first Sunday. So I've been here since we started, and it has been a true blessing because I decided, okay, Lord, you spoke, I listened, and I'm going to get involved. And so every opportunity that I've had, I've tried to jump in, and it's been hard at times. But I've stepped out of my comfort zone, and I have been so blessed by the richness of all of you, and I just thank the Lord for that.
I want to thank, I'm very thankful for life, and especially right now for my son and daughter-in-law's lives. And in 2009, we almost lost our granddaughter to cancer. I know not everybody here has a full family. Some have gone on to be with the Lord. But I am so grateful because this thing with Shane and Wendy was in September. We were just with them Thursday. And I realized yesterday that I do have to give them to the Lord. I can't cling and say, oh God, you've just always got to let my family live. They belong to God. Our sons, all of our grandchildren, all of them. They belong to God. They're just ours on loan. And so yesterday, knowing what the set was, I was singing My Heart Is Yours. And when I was singing All to Jesus, what does that mean? I'm surrendering all to Jesus. And that means I'm giving up things that I think are just mine. See? My family's mine. No, it's Jesus' family. I'm grateful that he's let them remain and that I've gotten to watch my grandchildren growing up and our two sons. We only have one granddaughter. I just wanted to share that when you say, I surrender all to Jesus, if you're gonna say that to him, we need to mean it. I think we're going to be held accountable for every word that we speak. And so I've been talking with him about giving my family to him. They are his. They are not mine.
Thank you, Polly, for sharing that. And that's a challenging one. It's funny, I had a conversation with someone the other day about that, about the realization of it's all God's. Our life, our kids' lives, all those things. And it's coming to that place where we trust God with every area of our life. And one of the things for my wife and I, we've gone through that. I have to trust that God loves my kids more than I love my kids. He loves my wife more than I love my wife. He loves me more than I can. Well, that's hard for anyone to love me more than myself, but you know what I mean. No. Anyway, sorry. I had to break up the tears there for a moment, the laughter. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm Kirk. I'm really thankful for God's faithfulness and just his continued pouring out upon our family, his blessings. And I'm really thankful for my precious wife and our little girls downstairs, but my two really excellent boys. I am just a blessed man, and I am just really thankful. And this church. I love this church.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I want to say I'm thankful for my family and some very dear old friends who have stood by me through thick and thin, through good and bad. I probably wouldn't be where I'm at without that, but I'm also more than grateful for the new friends and family that I've made within this church. It's taken me a long time to find a church that I have felt comfortable in, and I came here, and when I first met Darren, I was like, a Marine. Sweet. We're all right. Because, you know, I'm Army, and we're the real military.
I think you said Marine, sweet, because you always dreamed of being a Marine.
No. But anyway, I am very thankful because I have come from a very low place, and Kim and Dwayne, really good friends of mine, will attest to that. And now I'm in a place where I'm serving the Lord, and it's something I would never dream that I would get to do. And it's been a huge blessing in my life. I've met some wonderful people, people who are not afraid to pull me down and say, hey, you need to stop doing what you're doing, or people that need to say, keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. It's a blessing. I'm grateful to have a pastor like Darren, a new friend like Joshua and Gabriel and the youth program, and just the people that I serve up here with, and Rick and Luann, just the whole worship team in this church. I thank you guys. I love all of you so much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and a lot of you probably don't really know me because I'm in and out. My husband and I have the privilege right now of living in Mazatlan, Mexico during the winter and being able to serve with the Vineyard Church down there. And there's some orphanages that we've been working with, and with YWAM too. But particularly this morning, the reason why I'm extremely thankful is because we have a 3.5-year-old little granddaughter who on Wednesday had come down with a respiratory infection, and it moved very quickly, and she is in the intensive care unit at Mary Bridge Hospital. And basically right now she's fighting for her life. And I am so thankful that the Lord has given me the privilege of raising 7 wonderful kids, and all of our children are walking with the Lord. And this morning, as is, you know, my parents, it was a heritage that they gave me. And I have gotten calls because I'm the oldest of 6 kids, of my brothers and sisters, all assuring me that they have passed it on to their families, that they are all in prayer over our little granddaughter, as of course all of my children are. And I am just so thankful that somewhere in the very beginning of my early raising of our children, that I always focused on the fact that, Lord, someday I want to stand in front of you and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And I'm so thankful that God has given me that ability to stand by that.
Thank you. We'll let Jim finish us off here.
Hi, I'm Jim. just over 2 years ago, I came here, and I thought I was in a pretty low spot at that time. But it was pretty obvious pretty quickly that many people here in this church weren't going to let me stay there. Darren sat down with me almost the first time I walked in here. Then I met Kevin and Lynn, Robbie. I miss Tyke. Michelle, when I was in the hospital, you made sure I had meals. Joshua, what can we say? We became friends pretty darn quick. And I love a little buddy. And, you know, I guess the bottom line is that you people are the church. And God is in us, and it isn't the building. It's about the relationships, and that Darren helps us build every Sunday by sending us out. It's pretty important. I want to thank all of you for being my friend.
The truth is we have so much to be thankful for. The blessings that God pours out upon our life, the lives that we're able to live in and through Him, even in the midst of tragedies, even in the midst of difficulties and hard times, because we know that God's right there with us and He cares about us in whatever we go through. I just want to encourage you as we head out from here this morning, as we wrap things up, that this shouldn't just happen once a year, right? We shouldn't just have that one time a year where we sit down and we give thanks. Thankfulness is something that we should do in all circumstances, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, I'm going to read it one more time. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for this time this morning. Lord, thank you for all the things that we have to be thankful for. Thank you for reminding us that so often, Lord, we take things for granted. That so often, Lord, we just get so used to the blessings. We get so used to the things around us that we forget to give thanks. That we forget to be thankful in all circumstances, Lord. We forget who you are and what you've done for us, Lord. And so we thank you for this morning. Thank you for the wonderful things that were shared, Lord, for the great words of encouragement that came through each person here this morning, Lord, to be able to share their heart and the things that they're thankful for. May we be reminded as we go out of here today, Lord, to be thankful as we head into the Christmas season, Lord, the season where you gave up everything. You gave up heaven to come to this place called earth and to come in human form and to be limited and to experience the pains and the hurts and the emotions that we experience as humans. Lord, you gave everything up for us. What an amazing thing that is. And Lord, above all things, that's what we have to be most thankful for, Lord, the fact that you gave us life. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And as we continue into this Christmas season, Lord, we pray that you just continue to remind us what it's about, Lord. Continue to remind us of all the things that we have to be thankful for, of your love, of your joy, of your blessing, Lord. We thank you for these things. May we go out of here today with a heart of thankfulness, looking for those opportunities, Lord, to be lights that shine brightly for you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for these things and we give them to you in Jesus' name. Amen.